Exodus chapter 15. So in Exodus chapter 14, they'd gone through the Red Sea, and then Moses and the Israelites sung this song to the Lord. Now, this could be called the Song of Moses. And we're told in the book of Revelation that at the end of all things, when Jesus has come back to the earth and destroyed all that's evil and established God's kingdom, we will sing the Song of Moses, because it's all going to be true in an even bigger scale. I will sing to the Lord because he has won the victory of glory. He has thrown the horses and their riders into the sea. Now, we looked in chapter 14 of how the horsemen of Pharaoh and his officers, 600 of them, went dashing after Israel. They pursued them and chased them right into the sea. So they themselves went rushing in. But it says here that God threw them into the sea. So it just shows that he was confirming them in what they already wanted to do. So that shows that if we really want to be spiritual and we really want to go God's way, then God will confirm us in that. But if we don't want to, then he actually will confirm us the other way. It's the difference between the Holy Spirit and what is called in the Bible an evil spirit from the Lord. Because there is no Satan in the sense of a cosmic being. Everything is from God. He's all powerful. And so Moses goes on, "The Lord is my strong salvation. He is the one who has saved me. He is my God, and I will praise him, the God of my father, and I will sing of his greatness." Now, poor Moses had been taken away to live in the court of Pharaoh when he was really a very small child. So he maybe didn't remember his father, Amram, and Jochebed, his father and mother, but he knew that they had seriously committed themselves to the God and that he eventually had done the same. "The Lord is a man of war. The Lord, Yahweh, is his name. He threw the Egyptian army and all their chariots into the sea. The best of its officers," you remember they were the 600 officers, "were drowned in the sea."
So God wants to kill.
Yep, he did want to kill Israel's enemies. They were the only people that he wanted to kill because they were trying to kill his people. And so that was their judgment. But all the way through the plagues that had come upon Egypt, he had really tried to get them to repent. He keeps saying that he wanted them to fear the Lord, to know the Lord. And yet they didn't want to. So the deep sea covered them. They sunk to the bottom like a lead weight. "Your right hand, O Lord, is wonderful in power. It has broken the enemy into pieces. In great glorious triumph, you overthrew your enemies. Your anger blazed out and consumed them like stubble. You blew with your wind onto the sea, and the water stacked up high. It stood up like a wall. The very hearts of the sea became solid. The enemy said, 'I will pursue them, I will catch them, I will take away their wealth as I wish.'" Now, of course, what they had with them were the jewels of the Egyptians and the precious clothes and all that the Egyptians had given them that night of Passover when they had left. And of course, the Egyptians wanted it back. And that's what they thought, that "I will divide their wealth. I will draw my sword and take what they have. But just one breath from you, O Yahweh, drowned the Egyptians, and they sunk like lead in the waters."
Like a boat.
That's right. They drowned. "Yahweh, who among the gods is like you? Who is like you? Who does wonderful things in holiness? Who else can do the miracles and the mighty acts that you have done? You stretched out your right hand and the earth swallowed up all those that were against us." So it seems that there might have even been a kind of an earthquake. And some of the other passages and later scripture seem to talk about that there was an earthquake at that time. but swallowed them up. You were faithful to your promise, and you led forth the people whom you had saved. By your strength you guided them to the Holy Land. The nations will hear and tremble with fear. The Philistines will be grabbed by terror. That's just what Rahab said happened, that when we heard what happened at the Red Sea, all us people here, we were terrified of you. The leaders of Edom become frightened, the mighty men of Moab tremble, and the people of Canaan, that's people like Rahab, have lost their heart. Terror and fear fall upon them. They have seen your power, O Yahweh, and they feel helpless with fear until your people have passed over, the people whom you redeemed from slavery. You will bring them in and plant them on your holy mountain, the place that you, O Yahweh, have chosen for your dwelling, the holy place that you yourself will build. You, O Yahweh, are our King for ever and ever. And yet, of course, when the Israelites went and spied out the land, they came back and said, yes, a nice country, flowing with milk and honey, but the people there are strong and powerful. Well, they didn't believe this song that they had sung. That's why Joshua and Caleb came back and said, yeah, we can easily overcome these people. And Rahab herself had said that they were terrified and weak, and exactly how it says here. The Israelites then walked through the Red Sea on dry ground, but when the Egyptians with their chariots and horsemen went into the sea, Yahweh returned the waters over them and it covered them. And then Miriam, who was a prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took her tambourine, and the women of Israel followed her also with their tambourines and dancing. And Miriam sang to them, "Sing to Yahweh, because he has triumphed gloriously. He has thrown the horse and its rider into the sea." Then Moses led the people of Israel into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they went through the desert, but couldn't find any water, and they came to a place called Marah, which means bitter, because the water there was so bitter they couldn't drink it. And the people complained to Moses and said, "What are we going to drink?" And Moses prayed to the Lord. The Lord showed him a piece of wood, which he was to throw into the water, and the water could then be drunk. So you see, straight away after they'd crossed the Red Sea, they ran into trials and temptations. And that's what happens when we're baptized, that afterwards we do get tested. When we cross the Red Sea, then you get tested. Just like Jesus, he got baptized and was driven into the wilderness to be tested. There Yahweh gave them laws to live by and tested them. He said, "If you will obey me by doing what I have commanded, I will not punish you with any of the diseases that I brought upon the Egyptians. I am Yahweh. I will be your healer."